This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A deadly plane crash in Kazakhstan Friday. Local authorities say that the plane was carrying 93 passengers and 5 crew members. More from Reuters' Jason Albano.
More than 20 passengers were hospitalized in grave condition, according to the Almaty mayor's office. One Reuters reporter traveling to the airport said there was thick fog at the time. Bek Air could not be immediately reached for comment. In a statement, the country's Civil Aviation Committee said that the plane, quote, lost altitude during takeoff and broke through a concrete fence before hitting a two-story building. They also said that it was suspending all flights of that type of aircraft until an investigation is conducted. Authorities have not suggested any possible causes of the accident. On Twitter, Kazakhstan's president expressed his condolences and said, quote, those responsible will face tough punishment in accordance with the law.
Reuters' Jason Albano. U.S. President Donald Trump continued to lash out at Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Thursday as a legislative standoff continues over a Senate trial. On a near-straight party-line vote, the Democratically-controlled House of Representatives approved 2 articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump last week, making him only the 3rd U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. He is accused of abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically and then obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has indefinitely postponed sending the articles of impeachment to the Republican-controlled Senate. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed a huge win Thursday in a primary election for the leadership of his ruling Likud party. He tweeted his prediction just an hour after the polls closed, saying that he will continue to lead the state of Israel to incredible achievements. This is VOA News. A tragedy in Turkey where a boat filled with migrants sank. Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
7 people have died and 64 had to be rescued when a boat carrying migrants from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan sank in eastern Turkey's Lake Van. The accident happened at around 3 a.m. on Thursday. The lake is near the border with Iran, where migrants regularly cross into Turkey, heading west towards Europe. It was not clear why the migrants were on the boat in Lake Van, which is completely within Turkey's borders. 5 people were found dead at the scene and 2 died in hospital. According to the governor's office, the 64 people rescued were taken to nearby hospitals and shelters. Search operations are continuing.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong Thursday and detained a number of people after masked protesters roamed through stops and shops, some throwing paint and disrupting restaurant services. Christmas in Hong Kong is usually bustling with commercial activity, but this year, streets and malls and shopping districts have been filled with tension. Police have fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray at protesters and beat and arrested many of them. They also conducted indiscriminate stop and search procedures on shoppers, passerbys, and a journalist during the past 3 nights. Meanwhile, on Thursday, hundreds of mostly black-clad protesters shouted and marched through shopping malls across the city. Their actions were part of the 6-month anti-government movement to pressure authorities to meet their political demands, which include universal suffrage and an independent investigation into police brutality. U.S. states are taking on a new strategy on dealing with being on the front lines of the 2020 election. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
120 state and local election officials heard from an army officer with battlefield experience.
If the democracy is under attack, and you guys are the ones who are, like, at the pointy tip of the spear, why shouldn't we train that way?
Eric Rosenbach's message involves a different kind of battlefield, defending free and fair elections.
You train, you rehearse, you exercise, you fail, you learn from the failure, and you go through that whole cycle again.
Oregon's election director Stephen Trout says people like him need to deal with the hardest and most challenging election issues.
Being able to differentiate that, and I think, you know, that's really consistent with the military approach of broad-based attack and knowing where all of the different information sources may come from.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.